You're listening to Juno Afternoon, and I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My next guest is Kate Inge-Grantz, and Marketing Coordinator for Juno Public Libraries. Hi, Kate.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty fantastic. I'm enjoying all the sun. It's spring. The snow's all melting. It's going pretty good.
I know we all feel like this is what we really needed right now. I mean, right. I don't think I could have made it through another snow day.
No.
Well, we are checking in today with you about what's happening at the libraries in the next couple weeks. But first, what are you reading right now?
So right now I'm reading The Rose Code by Kate Quinn. And she's, I think, the author of The Huntress, and her new book just came out a couple months ago, and I was able to put it on hold, and I'm reading it right now.
And she also wrote The Alice Network, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
I read both of those, so I'm going to be excited about The Rose Code. How are you enjoying it so far?
I'm enjoying it so far, and it's, I think, a pretty popular book because I have a 2-week checkout instead of a 4-week checkout, so I'm making sure I'm getting it read so I can check it in and have it sent to the next person.
Yeah, that's how you know it's good, right?
Yep.
I'm actually, for probably the first time ever since in the history of our interviews, not actually reading anything at the moment, but I'm about to start a book called The Sea Runners by Ivan Doig, I think. So that's for a book club, a book club I've been participating in since, you know, COVID began, and we all do it virtually. But since we're vaccinated, we'll be meeting for a person for the first time. So I'm excited about
that. Oh, fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, lots to look forward to right now. But speaking of right now, April is Poetry Month, and the library is putting together something special to mark the occasion. So would you please tell us about the Poetry Blackout Kits?
Sure. So we have displays of poetry books at all three branches of the library, both kid poetry books and adult poetry books. And if you borrow one of those books during the month of April, we'll give you a poetry blackout kit. And these kits have everything you need to make a blackout poem, which takes an old piece of paper, like a page from an old book or a newspaper or a magazine, and then you kind of write your poem using the words on the page, and then black out with a marker the ones that you aren't using, and what's left is a poem of your own creation.
Oh, I like that. Because you can go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, yes, you could be very creative with it. You can either be very basic, or you can like have designs or use colors. It's basically great for anybody.
That's exactly what I was about to say. It's like, oh, I can just imagine the doodles I would draw. And then are you asking folks to take a picture and post that anywhere?
We're not officially asking people to post them, but if they want to share them with us, either tag us on Facebook, social media, or like show us a picture so we can like post it at the library, they're more than welcome to do that.
Well, that sounds like such a fun idea. So tell us again how we get a hold of one of these blackout kits, poetry blackout kits.
Yeah, so any of the branches of the library, if you just borrow a poetry book, we'll give you one of these blackout kits to take home. And they're good for all ages, kids to adults.
Sounds like fun. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. And that's going on, I imagine, until the end of the month. But then, yep. Of course, right now, the weather is just begging us to get outside and start gardening. So I understand the library is hosting a webinar to help local gardeners get ready for spring and planting.
Yes. Yeah. So on Saturday, May 1st at 10 a.m., we're going to have a virtual Southeast Alaska garden planning and design webinar with our friend Corinne Conlon, who is I'm going to say really great at gardening, and that doesn't do her justice.
she's a master gardener.
Master gardener and an expert, and has a very popular book that will help people garden in our climate, which can be kind of difficult to have a successful garden depending on where you are, and it's really wet here and cold. So she's going to help people with how to plan your garden. You'll be able to make like a four-year plan, so you know kind of what you're doing this year and then for the next few years, and she'll help you have a successful garden.
Oh, wow. That sounds so neat. Well, I'm so glad that she's willing to do that for all of the gardeners out there just itching to get their hands dirty.
Yeah, us too.
And finally, although it's a bit early still, summer reading is coming soon. What do we know about it so far?
So far, I know the theme this year is going to be Reading Colors Your World. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that theme. I've seen T-shirts that the staff are going to be wearing, as well as some of the summer reading prizes, and they all are very colorful and bright, which is going to be a lot of fun. And summer reading this year is going to be open for all ages, so kids up to adults and families. We'll have something for everybody, and we'll have more information out next month because it's going to start at the beginning of June. But if you're if you're wondering if we're going to do summer reading this year, if you're like looking forward to it, yes, it's coming. We'll have more information next month, and we're really excited to have something for everybody to do this summer.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Kate Inge, Grants and Marketing Coordinator for Juneau Public Libraries, for those updates on some of the library's activities over the next couple of months. I always appreciate checking in with you. Anything else you'd like to share before we say goodbye today?
Nope. Just thank you to everybody in Juneau for coming to the library. We're open, so thank you for coming in, using us, wearing your masks. We appreciate everybody coming back to the library. We love seeing everybody's faces, what we can of them.
Yeah, we've missed you guys too. Well, thanks again, Kate. Talk to you next time.
All right. Sounds great.
Take care.